The call to repentance comes with a rebuke from the Lord. God has told us that our lives are being lived wrongly, that we have sinned, and we're being reproved by Him. And He calls us to a change of mind, to repentance. But this is one thing that I understand as a pastor over the years, and that is people understand what they want to understand. If they don't want to understand it, then they're not going to understand what you're saying, no matter how you put it, no matter what evidence you bring. No matter the way that you present it, it will not be accepted unless people want to accept it. And I think I'm the same way. And I believe most people are that way. So what I want to do as a pastor is talk to people and make them want to believe what I'm saying about Jesus. There was a king in the days of John the Baptist by the name of Herod. He was called a tetrarch, but he was a ruler in that region. John the Baptist, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, told Herod he was wrong. He had married his brother's wife, and he had done many other evils. And John the Baptist was a voice from the Lord telling Herod he was wrong and that he needed to repent. But Herod would have none of it, because he didn't want to understand the things that John the Baptist was saying. Luke 3, verse 18. And many other things John the Baptist in his exhortation preached unto the people. But Herod the Tetrarch, being reproved by him for Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, and for all the evils which Herod had done, added yet this above all, he threw John into prison. You see, Herod thought that he could shut John up, that he could shut the rebuke of God up, that he could shut this reproof off that he was getting if he simply put John in prison, and thought that he would not have to listen to him anymore. But the testimony of God is not contained to one person. The testimony of God is spiritual, and it is people who bring it to us who bring the words to it, but it's God who convicts. And Herod could not get away from this conviction, and yet he did not want to understand. He did not want to receive it. When we are rebuked by God, we need to receive that. When He tells us we're wrong, and we look in the Scripture and we're reading, and we can see that we have done wrong. That's the Holy Spirit telling us that we need to change our ways and repent and change our mind about that. When the Holy Spirit deals with us about a relationship or something we said or done, we need to listen to that and be receptive to the rebuke of God. Let's pray. Oh, Father, I thank You for Your rebukes. I thank You for reproving me, telling me that I am wrong. I appreciate that, because that means I'm Your son, and You want me to be better. You want me to do better. You want me to live in a better way, and You discipline me when I do wrong, and You help me to do that which is right and teach me the right way. Thank You, Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.